Let's welcome in Josh Garvey, managing shareholder, Dorn Mayhew's GR office. He had a chance to walk over and check out the draft stage. I think when you see it in person, you kind of get a feel for how big this event, Josh, is for Detroit and also all across the country and around the world. Detroit is the epicenter of pro football today, tomorrow, and on Saturday.
It sure is. We just walked down there, and right on the riverfront, people everywhere.
Lots of people.
Booths and tents set up. They're selling all sorts of autographed memorabilia, and it is just an awesome scene down there. And the Detroit River, everything just looks amazing down there. It's everybody's friendly, in a good mood. They got big screens set up. It's a fun environment down here today.
All right, Josh, what do you think the Lions are going to do? This week I've been pushing since Monday that I believe they're going to trade up and they're going to get that cornerback. They have their guy. I feel this. You're Brad Holmes. You're Dan Campbell. You have your war room down in Allen Park, right? You have your five guys that you dream of getting. And I think Gibbs and Williams have been part of them, and maybe even Branch looking at the last couple of years, right? So you have your guy, and it gets to 13, 14, that area. And he's still there, or a couple of them are still there, and you know they're not going to last until 29. Do you think, I do believe Holmes would make that move and go get his guy, because there's a couple things, not just for show with the draft in Detroit, but if you go do that with all the Lions Nation that's here right now in downtown Detroit, and you solidify your secondary with a corner who's going to start for the next 4 years, or a rush edge opposite of Hutch, who will start for their rookie contract, you're going to get the Lions fans saying what I have been saying for a long time, that they'll have a shot at putting together a mini dynasty over this next 5 to 7 years. So what do you think they're going to do tonight?
I expect Holmes to get aggressive like he's done in the past. He's shown us that he's not afraid to pick up the phone and make bold calls and bold moves. So they're targeting, I think, a couple of corners and a couple of DEs. And I like Kool-Aid McKinstry huge. I like him out of Alabama.
He could be there at 29.
He might be there, but that's a might. And so I expect Holmes to pick up the phone and try to make a deal. I really do. He's aggressive, and I think you see them get into the teens like you just mentioned.
Somewhere in the teens. I was talking with Matt Boer. He's a football expert from Holly. He heads up the Holly Lions fan base. And we were talking that if all the quarterbacks go, the thing to watch if you're a Lions fan in the first part of the first round tonight, if those six quarterbacks are gone by 12 or 13, that is big for the Lions, because now they can move up. And I've even thrown this out, and we talked about it with Risden and Mike Kimber, who will join us from Lions Nation Unite in a few moments. Hendon Hooker, if all these teams swing and miss on a quarterback and the Raiders need one, or the Broncos don't get one, and you got Hooker sitting there, they're going to give Goff that big money. Come on, right?
Yes, absolutely. Let's go.
Why not? Why not? What's Hooker like? I'm talking with Marty's brother Matt at lunch. Okay, if they're gonna give Goff the money, which they're gonna give Goff all the big dough, Hooker's never gonna play during his rookie deal. So never. What are you sitting on him for?
Hey.
You're gonna lose him. You're gonna lose him to, you're never gonna franchise tag him.
No.
So if a team is quarterback desperate, which a lot of teams are in this draft, think about that, right?
We're built to win now, Huge. We talked about this on the show for a long time. We're built to win now, and so why would you wait on that? I think you let him go, and you make your move.
But all that's predicated on those quarterbacks being gone.
Right.
I want to see four quarterbacks. Well, you got Marvin Harrison Jr., but then again, the Cardinals could trade down a spot with somebody, knowing they could still get Harrison Jr., and somebody ensures that they get their quarterback. I love this, man, especially on draft day. We're in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey from Dorn Mayhew. They have their world headquarters up 75 in Troy here on the east side of the state. Josh heads up the Dorn Mayhew Grand Rapids office. How many players do you think they're away from being a Super Bowl champion? Three where? So corner, obviously, we just talked about.
I think we need a corner. I think we need a defensive end. And I think we're one receiver short, huge. After Josh Reynolds left, I think we need one more fill-in receiver there that to fill that void. Reynolds going to Denver, I think you're one more receiver short. So a defensive end, a corner, and one more receiver, and I think you're there.
I agree. I'm with you. I think all of us, we all know, we know what they need right now. And if you can get one of those positions completely filled, because it's a roll of the dice, spin the wheel at 29. But you know you can move up, and now you're two players away. And if Davenport plays well, get 1 year out of him at defensive end, you're fine. Okay, and who says you still can't go get somebody, and again, depending on what you would have to give up. But my Lord, and that's why the Hooker thing comes into play that nobody's talked about, where he was a third rounder, he hasn't played. I know some will say, well, what if Goff goes down? Well, I'll tell you what, if Goff goes down, you're going to hope you just make the playoffs, right?
Right.
You're going to hope you just make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If Goff goes down game one, you're going to say, I hope they just make the playoffs. And I'm not, I do not look at Hooker as the savior or the future after Goff.
Absolutely not.
I think he was drafted to be a possible trade piece one day. And it could be this year. And if Brad Holmes does that, he's a living genius, which he may be already.
Gee, seems like he is already.
Yeah, Josh Garvey.
We all questioned him last year, right? We did with
anything.
Jahmyr Gibbs, everybody threw their hands up, and look what happened.
So the negatives, if you had to list the negatives on Brad Holmes, it would be I didn't like the backup quarterbacks initially when he took over. It is, as Matt Boer said, a short list. I didn't like the backup quarterbacks. I'm like, what's this guy doing? They're bums, right? And then he went out and got Teddy Bridgewater, and they drafted Hooker, and I'm like, okay, he gets it now. Okay, he learned his lesson. wow, that might be it. That might be it.
It could be.
That's it. There's nothing else there. All right, Josh, stick around. We'll talk to you more. Josh Garvey, managing shareholder, Dorn Mayhew. Also, we'll let Josh jump in with also Josh Garvey. We'll check back in with him. So, J.J. McCarthy, I know you follow Michigan football, Josh. I'm very curious why he's not down here, why he is watching it at a private location. I don't like conspiracy theories, but if you knew you had a chance to be the top five guy in a draft in the state, you just won a national championship, wouldn't you come down here? Would you?
I think so. You would.
Or do you get information that maybe your stock isn't as high as the media's build up and you don't want to sit here and have a – I may be reading too much into it, which I probably am, but I do that for a living every day, Monday through Friday, 3 until 6. But I would think – could you imagine the roar of the crowd? If he's going to be pick 3 by the Patriots, if he's going to be pick you know, let's go Vikings trade up and get him anywhere between 4 and 8. Even if he's 10, that just the marketing, the imaging, he's done all these interviews with Eisen and everybody, and you're not going to show up to the draft in your home state. Now he's a Chicago guy, but where you played, that when I heard that today, I'm like, that doesn't seem right. Maybe he's under the weather, right? Could have been running, you know, you're tired, right?
Maybe.
I don't. Do you get
something,
that?
Something seems off with that.
It does.
Yes, it does.
I don't know. Just a little, like as we watch a draft unfold tonight here at the Caucus Club, why McCarthy went, because he's the only Michigan guy that's going to be a first rounder unless there's a late first round surprise for Roman Wilson or Sam still, right?
Right. Right.
Where do you think he's going to go tonight, JJ?
I think JJ, I think that those trades that are rumors, I'll be honest, I think Harbaugh is going to make a full court press with the Chargers organization to try to get JJ out in L.A. I do.
And trade Herbert?
I do. I really
could you
do.
Imagine if there I was really the draft do. Night trade and they got rid of Herbert? The problem is you're going to get such a salary cap hit, but does Harbaugh even care about that?
I don't think so. I think he's in rebuild mode. They traded off some of their
everybody.
Top
Keenan
tier
Allen,
guys,
Mike
right?
Thomas.
They let them all go.
Ackler, they're all gone.
So who's left? Herbert. That's it. That's all. That's
so
all
if you got
right.
Herbert, you're going to stick with him and you go get JJ. He said Michigan West, right?
He did.
When he took over.
I think JJ's going out west.
He trades Herbert. And all of a sudden, he won't do it to the Broncos in the division. It'd have to be to the NFC. He would not do it inside the AFC.
Nah, no way.
So who would covet, oh, my God, the Vikings?
Minnesota.
Josh, I think, you know, we're going to start, after talking with Matt Boer, he goes, I love your conspiracy theories, Bill, because I think you're completely full of it. I listen to you on the iHeart app, and I tell my brother Marty Boer for the Michigan Sports Network, he's full of it, but I can't stop listening to him. He's like the girls I dated when I was growing up in Avondale. They were full of it, but I couldn't stop dating them. Oh, could you imagine if Harbaugh did that tonight?
Why would it shock you, though? It doesn't shock me. I could see that.
That happening. He knows, all right, by the time we're going to be good, it's going to be 2, 3, 4 years. We'll be fine on the salary cap then.
Absolutely.
Michigan West.
It's coming.
And they go, the L.A. Chargers go to maize and blue unis. And then Harbaugh, how about if he does that, and then for all the media covering the Chargers draft, he buys them all a hamburger.
You had to go there, huh?
I think he's going to sue. You know what Reggie Bush is doing, suing the NCAA for defamation.
Yes, he is.
Don't count out Harbaugh suing the NCAA. Or Michigan for saying that they agreed that he misled investigators. Don't they? Harbaugh, he doesn't forgive and forget.
He does not.
Boy, that's a good call. If they pull the trigger and they get JJ and they trade Herbert to the Vikings and get him out of the AFC. And then Herbert has Justin Jefferson and Addison. Way to kill the Lions' dream, Josh.
Sorry.
Now you get me concerned if that happened and they had him with those receivers and Hockenson coming back from the knee injury. It's good stuff. Josh, stick around. We'll talk more before the end of the hour. Josh Garvey, managing shareholder, Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office, one of the world's top accounting CPA business firms, the world headquarters, up 75. Here on the east side of the state in Troy. We'll be broadcasting live from there tomorrow, staying in the Detroit area for day two of the NFL draft. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. You've heard Josh's conspiracy theories. He left out Lee Harvey Oswald. Everything else is covered. You can answer that question. What do you think the Lions will do tonight? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE.